Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gone are the days this bitch used to edit.
Don't edit anymore. Don't have time for editing.
Remember we used to go in and like fix things?
It's true.
Take out things that we said that were...
It's true. We don't do that anymore.
Now you just get us.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
And someone offered, was very sweet in the Sissy Squad, said, I can edit your videos or your audio for if you want. And I went, no, I got to take out the things that... Poodle says,
don't blame me.
Sometimes me. Sometimes we say things, y'all. We're it's. Gonna...
I think the only thing I did was I mentioned the
don't
sex
even bring...
and name of Jackie Weissman's baby.
Oh, I had to take that out once.
Yeah,
because she hadn't announced it.
Yeah,
yet.
Exactly.
I think she has now, but still,
I'm not going to say.
We
it.
Don't know.
I don't want Jackie Weissman coming for me, y'all. Woo! Don't
wow.
want that. A happy Jackie is a nice Jackie.
It's true.
She's about to give birth to a baby any moment now.
Y'all need to be fucking nice in the Sissy Squad.
Yeah.
Because if you, Jackie has...
Jackie might unload on you like Jackie, someone at the Battle of the Bulge.
Roar! She won't care. Mm-hmm. She won't. What are we talking about? Oh,
and
yeah.
Chris and, you know, and Chris and Andrea, they're kind of world weary right now with everything going on. Just don't fuck with anybody.
Just
be on
be
your
nice.
Best behavior.
Be nice, y'all. Be kind.
Don't come for people.
Be kind is a rule in the Sissy Squad.
That's true.
So, be kind.
Be kind.
Rewind.
Be kind and
That's
rewind.
That's what you do. If you don't think you're going to be kind, rewind.
Look at
take
you.
Take a breath.
Take a step back.
Kind.
And be kind. Anyway, let's talk about someone who's not being kind to Darcy. And that's Tom.
Y'all, this is part two. This is 90 Day Gays, by the way.
Oh, I guess we should talk about
I'm Maddie, and this is Poodle. We're doing part two
this
of
this is part two of the tell-all.
The tell-all for season four, Before the 90 Days.
We kind of ran out of steam, so we're doing Tom and Darcy on this one.
Yeah. Well, we didn't want to cock tease you two, because what they did, it was good for them.
Yeah. I agree. Wasn't it good for us?
All right. So, this is the first, Darcy, this is the first time I've seen Tom since I feel
a little regret seeing what happened to Darcy.
Unfortunate brunch that we had at that beautiful restaurant in New York where I brought my suitcase.
And she asked the attendant,
can you watch this? Can you watch this, please? I'm going to get my love back. I'm going to get my British
man. I don't
know
what's going to happen.
Don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be love. This can't be love
because I feel so well.
Which is true, because when Darcy's in love, she feels like shit. So, Darcy, bless. If she feels well, it's not love, honey.
Ooh. So, anyway, y'all,
this is the exactly the romantic meeting you thought it would be.
Exactly.
She's like, hello, Tom. It's good to see you.
Yep. He's like, oh, Darcy. It's good to see you, too.
Is everyone well?
And yeah, is everyone well? Oh,
yep. Yeah, we're fine. We're staying strong.
Hope everyone's doing well.
Hold up. Doing beauty routines.
And then Shyam's like, Darcy, when you...
I love this.
When you were in quarantine, have you had time to think about just relationship with Tom? And she was like, well, when I give my heart, I give it big. And then we get a sideshow over there. I was rooting for y'all.
and baby girl is like, yep, of all the people, I knew you were the one who I thought was going to get married.
I thought this was a for sure raw dog.
Raw dog in the hole.
In the hole.
I don't think I trust baby girl Lisa's opinion about anything.
I don't think that's probably a smart idea at all.
So anyway, we find out that Tom was really waiting, Darcy was really expecting a birthday FaceTime from Tom.
Well, we find out because Stacy and Raina join,
right,
who are Darcy's friends, or her sister and friend.
Yeah.
Raina is ready as well.
She's got a glass of wine in one hand and some emoji paint
stirrers
on a stick in the other. That takes dedication to bring props to a reality show.
Really, really doing your homework for your craft. Anyway, Raina's just drinking. She's getting drunk. Yep. Anyway, Stacy was basically like, Darcy was so excited for this call. And then she's like, and it never came. And then Raina was like, have some fucking empathy.
Have some, Tom, be nice.
Empathy. This Sauvignon Blanc is delicious.
Is this Kendall Jackson?
I love Kendall Jackson.
Because I'm a white woman. And I like a good buttery Chardonnay.
I actually do like a good
buttery Chardonnay.
Of course
you do. So does your mother.
You don't like a good California good buttery Chardonnay?
Of course I do. I'm saying that Kendall Jackson is for white women in their 40s.
My mom likes Riesling.
That's trash.
She says, Riesling. Can I get, Matthew, can I get another? And she gets a little slurry. Can I get another Riesling? I'm like, yeah, mama.
Riesling gives really bad hangovers.
Oh, it's too sugary. I can't drink it. Oh, I can't.
Come at us if you love a good Kendall Jackson Chardonnay.
Or come at us if your mom loves sweet, trashy wine. And you buy
my mother loves a good Kendall Jackson. Mother Poodle loves it. She drinks it like a goddamn baby in a bottle. Uh-huh. I just see bottle after bottle when I go home. But I don't know what that says about me.
Well.
Yep.
I mean, you could make your own xylophone with your Sky Vodka bottles. Anyway. We can't sing that song because we have to do that accent and we're white. So we're not going to do that. And anyway, and Poodle already did it in a cabaret and it was horribly offensive.
I already did it. And his name was Areola.
Areola. Yeah.
It was really offensive.
It was really offensive.
Areola.
No,
we're not going to do it.
Anyway, so, okay. So, Tom, then they start talking about they blocked one another. Darcy's like, he dangled me.
He dangled me.
And then Stacy asked a good question because she was like, what was the timeline? What was the timeline of when you met this girl?
Your story doesn't add up, Tom.
Telling my sister. Yeah, and Darcy's like, your story doesn't add up, Tom. Doesn't add up. You've been laid out at your falsehood, Tom. Yeah.
She'd had a couple of glasses in between.
Couple of mugs.
This next couple of mugs
yep. of wine. And she was, whew.
I'm 45. I deserve better.
So
Stacey's like 46.
Yeah. So then they show from the cafe, and Sean says, "Tom, did you put weight on? Why did you say that?"
Right. He's like, "But I've been hurt." And then she jumps up. Cue Darcy going, guess what? This is called a revenge body.
And starts slapping her ass on national television.
Look at me!
And again,
she turns into a velociraptor.
Jake would do the same thing.
I completely felt validated.
I've slapped my ass on stage too and literally said, because I'm a professional.
You did.
When I slapped my ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't come for you for that.
She did. She slapped her ass.
I did. It's because we were doing a show and Poodle got, see y'all, it kind of switches off each time we do a cabaret. Although last one, we both were sober for that.
Yeah, we were.
The first year.
Not near the end.
Poodle got drunk.
I got wasted
the first time
we did it. Yeah.
And so.
Like I was slurring my words.
He fucked up the piano. He's like, what's happening? And I said, I was going to roll with it because I'm a professional. And then I slapped my ass and everybody laughed. And then the next year.
You got wasted. And it was really, y'all, I think carrying me is not that hard.
Oh, yeah, it's way
carrying
worse.
This one is like even worse.
Oh, yeah,
because
sure.
He gets even bluer and forgets everything.
Oh, please. It's
and then
charming.
forgets that he has someone else on the stage with him.
Well.
And then hogs the stage.
Maybe you should learn to take up stage.
Anyway,
Darcy's showing that revenge body, and Tom's like, oh, looks nice. They find out, though, that Shannon, Tom said, was like a three-week fling. He says a three-week thing.
Three-week thing.
But then Raina's like,
it's like a fling. Don't you know it's a fling? That's a fling. And then she drinks.
She really, at this time, is drunk where she basically is saying the same thing he just said with a different word.
I kind of love, Raina would be good to party with.
She would party with. It's interesting, as we're going through this, I'm thinking not a lot happened with them.
Although Stacey does say, sounds like a two-timer.
Stacey did say that. That was great. Shannon left a note and basically said she didn't want to be on the show, but she said she didn't know that Tom was with Darcy. She thought they had broken up.
Then a shadow crosses the moon, and Avery says, excuse me, I have one thing to say. Tom loses his shit and says, I won't be involved if she's going to have any part of it. Drops out. That is the end of that part of the tell-all. So we're gonna take all the mystery out and move on to part two.
Yeah, we're not going to cock tease you like 90 Day did.
Anyway, so Tom's like, she's irrelevant. We find out Avery, Tom had asked her out, quote unquote, and he's like, that's a style. Now she's playing her favorite thing. She's playing the jilted one. That's a style.
Yep, that's a style.
And
this becomes like a whole pin of bullshit
about who screenshot something. Turns out, you guys, Tom did not screenshot anything. Ash lied to her.
So here's the deal. Ash lied to Avery and said that Tom screenshotted images of Tom's and Avery's conversation and sent it to Ash. Again, so she'd have gotten his lie.
Right.
But anyway, because he was trying to manipulate her into feeling worse.
Yes.
Feeling like they're the one that messed. Again, that's called gaslighting. He was gaslighting her. So
I know what gaslighting is. You do it to me.
I don't know that at all. When did I do that to you? I support you.
Sometimes.
All the time. Sometimes I run. Sometimes I hide.
You have gaslit me when I've known something. You're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. When you talk about
Angela
this.
I am Angela Lansbury in the movie Gaslight.
Anyway.
Is she the evil one in that?
Then you are.
Fair.
So basically, Tom came to Avery. Avery, it's not fully clear. Did Avery turned him down initially or no?
Avery said yes and then came back and turned him down. So that's why he was pissed. That's when he talked to Ash.
Yes.
So you guys, we find out that also Lisa has been asked out by Tom. So obviously, this is just a way to get next to people with fame.
But
fame with quest quote fingers.
But did you think Tom asked out Lisa? I thought he was just saying like, hey, if you're in New York, let's go to dinner.
I agree with that. Because I'm saying that's what Tom is saying it's like. But this is like, I think you're hot. But he even said that to Stephanie. He's like, Stephanie turned me out flat.
I put my hand in heat. You know what? I'm not even going to equivocate, Tom, with Hello, Dolly.
No.
I'm sorry I sang that.
You should be.
I'm going to take it back. But Avery, again, she kind of like comes up to him, really defends herself and says, yes, you might have asked them out and you might have asked Lisa to dinner, but you told me
this
you're
is
single, I'm single, you're a beautiful, I think you're a beautiful woman. What do you think about that? And if not, we can just be friends.
And Darcy's
that's
like,
wanting to fuck me.
There you go. You blew your cover.
Yeah. You blew your cover, Tom.
God, I love her, this thing. She's just like shooting skeet in a barrel.
Y'all, her wig is moving all over the place. That, and I get it. Darcy's in quarantine. The roots on her hair have grown out. It's not good. She can't
come
go to a hair salon.
Come at us if you're watching this with your husband, and they said, wow, her hair's really grown out. And you look at him like he's a fucking idiot.
Are you kidding me, Carl? That's a wig.
Come at us if your husband talked about Darcy's hair.
Come at us if your husband's name is Carl. Poor Carl. We call him that a lot.
I honestly didn't know that a lot of women wore wigs. As a boy child.
I bet women are wearing wigs more now because they can't get shit done.
Yeah.
Y'all
straight men out there, women wear wigs.
Poodle loves the Vivica Fox collection.
Oh, fits they me make, better than anybody.
It really does. They have the best.
Short-haired women of color wigs do really well for me.
They're really pretty on Poodle. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
Anyway.
Because it has a pretty neck. It's that short
hair.
It's
true. I have a long
you
neck.
You do.
Yeah, and a tiny head.
You do.
Unlike your melon that sits atop your
Mars
thick.
Mars have huge
your
heads.
Your thick linebacker's Pete Moss howling neck.
Yep. 17 and a half inches. It's a thick one. Anyway, y'all. Okay, so.
I was born to be like in a Velasquez painting.
Oh, Jesus. So, Tom.
You finally, Rembrandt.
Tom. Men and Michelangelo were bulky.
No, I'm talking about the Flemish ones who, the wealthy ones, were a little bulky. You know, it's not fun when I have to explain my insults.
I hope that your cam gets shared universally. Anyway,
I'm
y'all.
I'm saying you were a Rembrandt, or you were a Rubenesque woman.
And I'm
Do
saying,
you know what that means?
I'm saying you're a bitch.
You're right.
Tom shuts his computer, and then he comes back, and he's just smoking now.
He's just smoking.
Like, full on
like
smoking.
Like a freak.
Which is kind of, look, it's and not because he's smoking, but because I think Tom is such a fake.
Yeah, he's.
And he's so, we've talked about this before, like, even when he stayed in the Airbnb, it wasn't his real place. Tom wants people to think he is has way more means than he does.
Yep.
He wants to attach himself to somebody of fame,
yep.
of grandeur.
Yeah, I agree. It's all about bettering himself. And the two scariest type of men, actually there's three. I Big Ed is one of them, the kind of white savior martyr. Then there's Ash, this kind of sociopathic narcissist. Then there's Tom, y'all, and in a way he's a kind of the scariest.
He is, because he thinks, again, I don't think Tom has a personality disorder, because sociopaths can be, but I think actually I just think Tom just is really entitled.
He is, and he's a charmer, and he's slippery,
and
slippery like an eel.
You know, he's a Laura, he's a con artist.
Yep, I agree.
That's
with
what
you.
He is. He's a con
they're
artist.
They're of the same ilk.
Oh, God. I hope they become
God,
friends.
I hate Laura. Oh, I hate her. You know what? I should hate Tom just as much, but Tom is charming.
You would suck Tom's dick.
And he was so hot this season. God, I was blinded.
You'd suck his dick, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It'd be cheesy,
you
though.
You really would fuck anything.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, at this point.
At this point.
Like Bill Bowler says, anything for human touch right now.
It's true. Poodle called me the other day. He was watching a documentary about whales and got turned on.
Look at that blue hole. I just came.
It's true. Anyway, so Sean is like, So Sean comes on smoking, and he admits that, yes, he did
Tom.
Ask her. Or Tom admits that, yes, I did ask her out. And then that's kind of when we find out that Ash lied and said, I lied to Avery because I was hurt that she would even consider to go out with him, even though it was 2 days after they had broken up.
Yeah. And by the end of this, no one really cares.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck this. Let's move on. And then that's when Tom said, I asked Stephanie out too.
Yeah.
And I just wrote, Tom's a fucking skeez.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, Tom can really fuck up a life.
And then Lisa comes in with this. This is where Lisa begins to crumble.
Yeah.
Where she's like, don't railroad Tom, because that's what women do. They railroad men.
Or what women come from each other and not Tom or something. Yeah. I don't really understand
That's what's happening in society. Women are ganging up on men. Yeah, that's the narrative that's happening. Yeah.
I didn't understand a lot of what she had to say. Is that it for you for that wonderful storyline?
I think so. Anyway.
Should we go on to...
Yeah. Mm. Tom apologizes. Oh, God. Here goes my voice. Doing so good.
Tom apologized, but it's kind of a non-apology.
And Darcy's just like, yeah, thanks for that. I wish you well.
She doesn't.
She doesn't. But she won't say it.
Right. Tom will say it.
So Lisa and Usman have been breaking up back and
constantly.
Forth. Constantly.
They're married.
They are married. But
they've been blocking each other on social media.
But they've been blocking each other. We're still
like
married.
Like 12-year-olds.
We're just blocking each other like fucking kids. And then Usman says he wants to know, basically, are all American ladies this bitchy?
And he's desperately trying to get it out. He's like, are all American women like this?
Because if they aren't, I will divorce her and marry another one to get to America.
And marry anyone who's less than this one.
Like, I will marry a pig with lipstick if she treats me well.
Anyone who doesn't look like Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs.
That's true. By the way, I chose the word pig not because I was calling Lisa fat. I was just choosing a pig and lipstick. It could have been a horse and lipstick.
You know,
or
if,
a bow weevil.
If someone's gonna defend anything about baby girl Lisa, I encourage them at this point.
It's true. You'll be the lone defender.
You are. That's a lonely side of the field.
That's woo. You
especially
by
yourself. After this segment. Even though she had acquitted herself quite well,
she
earlier
did.
On.
She did. She did.
Not after she said, "Let's call a spade a spade." Which is a racist expression, and it people don't realize it.
I didn't know that it was a racist expression.
Yep.
Things I'm learning. I didn't know the peanut gallery was a racist expression.
I was told that a couple years ago, and I don't use it anymore.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yep.
There you go, y'all. Cut that shit out. So Lisa, she's like, even before people started, she's like, I can already see I'm going to disconnect already. She's already through. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to get off this.
Yeah,
and she still is upset at Usman for all the bullshit. Kind of what Erica said to Stephanie, all the bullshit of the women on his Instagram. Again, this is not real people. You can't be upset at this. Like, you've got to.
Then all of a sudden, and she basically says, over there, men dominate women. I'm not going to handle it here. And the thing is, she knew what she was. I don't understand why this can't be handled between the two of them. And we don't have to hear about it. Like, why can't we come to a compromise? I feel like he's tried to compromise a little bit, but
Usman
not really.
Very rational. And what is interesting now, the story has changed. He does not want to come to the U.S.
No.
I'm kind of skipping ahead. We can go back. But
I will say,
I'm shocked by
Ed
that.
Jumps in to defend Usman in the worst way.
Yeah.
Because y'all, don't.
Wrong. Again, white savior.
Men's rights activist Ed comes in saying, you're just a bull in a china shop. You didn't show much respect. Blah, blah, blah.
And she was like, I'm not going to go there. Don't respect me. Don't respect you. And then Avery
then they
likes,
start talking.
Avery
like,
says something.
You're the goat.
And then Avery's like, "Well, yeah, you are kind of a bitch." And Lisa's like, "That's why Ash
no wonder Ash dumped you."
And yeah, I didn't get. You're the goat. You're the fucking goat. You're the goat. You're the goat. Did not get it. There's some goat watching this going, this yep. isn't fair.
And then at one point, Yolanda went, oh, no.
Are you breaking up?
Anyway.
I thought this was true love.
So then she drops, baby girl drops the talk about that there were female strippers in his friend's feed.
And then there are female strippers in his feed. They weren't very, and then the other, then he's talking to a porn actress. And she's not a very good porn actress. You know why?
Because she doesn't raw dog.
She doesn't raw dog. She uses condoms.
We know how you feel about those, baby girl.
The raw dogging is the American way, even in porn. Even in porn.
Da, 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 da. That hurts my voice too much.
Hurts my voice so much.
Anyway, y'all, Usman defended the porn star and saying, she has 2 to 3 million followers.
She can help me. So that's the thing. Usman is kind of unapologetically opportunistic.
He's super pragmatic.
He doesn't apologize, and he doesn't apologize even to Lisa about that. And I kind of can't be mad at him for that because I feel like he's very clear.
He's in it for his career.
And he is. He's laid that all out for her.
And he's like, baby love, I have not been unfaithful to you. And she's like, physically, he hasn't been. But all these bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see how that went.
So then, y'all, this is when this story fucking jumps the shark. Or the ship. What's that expression?
Jumps the shark.
Usman can get another wife if Lisa can't have a baby.
This is when I lost my shit.
And Lisa is totally fine with it.
Because as long as he pays for her as the first wife.
Pays for her and house, her carriage, her horse, her marriage, whatever.
But then she realizes then that she says, well, if it's in America, it won't matter because it's not legal.
Yeah, she says basically their marriage isn't married.
No, she is my wife.
Yeah, in Nigeria, like again, that's like that kind of I'm white American savior bullshit because Lisa's like, it's not illegal. It's not a real marriage if it's not in America. No, bitch, you got married in Nigeria.
You can take whatever customs in America and just make it yours.
But in fucking Nigeria, where he is from, you're fucking married.
And guess what, y'all? All of this whole season about Lisa being so possessive, bitch is going to get dragged into fucking polygamy. And I don't know of a more fitting end.
Well, I feel sorry for that second wife.
Me too.
Which Usman says, I have no intention of getting a second wife if Lisa can have a baby.
She can't. It's going to be a carton of Marlboros that she gives birth to. Like Heathcliff Huxtable gives birth to a sandwich.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Anyway. Don't you yawn, you whore.
No, I was looking at it. It says, that's where Usman says, I have no intention of moving to the U.S.
Right.
That had changed.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
He literally said like 5 times.
I think he realized that maybe he thinks the fame he got from this show is going to be enough now.
I wonder if he realizes, fuck, I'll have to move to America and live with her. I think it's probably more of that.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to live with her.
But they're married.
I know. But this is probably, Lisa's someone who can't be with somebody all the time.
Yeah. And the rumor was that she's already married.
Lisa is?
Yeah.
To another Nigerian man or to like someone in the States?
No, to someone named Bubba.
Well, that tracks.
I think I said the exact same thing on the Facebook page.
That really makes sense. Wow.
Basically. That's all I've got of that crime scene that we just witnessed.
So we just have David left.
David and Lana.
All right, David and Lana. That's maybe we will just put this all on this. I don't know. We'll see how long we're going to go. I know we said
but that would still be a 2-hour show. Yeah. You're right. This isn't very long. So,
y'all, we're just talking it out right in front of you. We originally thought this was going to be like 2.5, 3 hours. So We just talked for like 10 minutes how we're going to end the show. Just kidding. We're going to keep going, maybe. We'll see.
Still got this, and we've still got sissy shout-outs.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about David and Lana. Or David.
Wait, we forgot. We gotta do our sissy spotlight, too.
Oh, we do.
Boy.
Standing under your spotlight.
Shut up.
We could also do it. Maybe we should do it for the other way.
We said we were going to do it on Sunday.
Maybe we should do it Monday. We should do it today. Let's do it today. Y'all, this is why we're so... Someone's yelling, can you fucking edit this out?
Then maybe we should put it for yesterday.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Let's just keep going. I'm confused now. Who's on first? Who's on
Don't
first?
You like it when we actually talk about random podcast business? Some girl at home is like, yes, I love this. I love the behind the scenes footage.
Come at us if you like the behind the scenes.
When us just saying, what do we do now? And I'm just like scratching my dick.
If you like the 3 a.m. emails on White Claw, come at us.
Oh, God. We're never doing that again. He doesn't have privileges anymore, y'all.
It's true.
So let's get into David and Lana.
David doesn't know where Lana really is. I mean, she's somewhere in Kiev.
Thanks for giving away the big secret.
That he says that in the very first line. Literally the first thing he says. She says, David, do you know where Lana is? And he's like, I don't know where Lana is.
Well, we weren't going to talk about, they haven't talked in 6 days. But they're there.
Yeah, but they're still talking. They're still engaged.
No, she says at the end, we'll talk about that.
Well, no, but he said in the beginning, he says they're engaged.
Yeah.
In the beginning. But he hasn't talked to her in 6 days. And then they don't talk on the phone. And he's like, well, because she doesn't know English.
Right. And then Ed basically says, to me, this all sounds like a scam. And he's like, nope, nope, nope. She still is on the websites, though. Because
Lana is still on the websites, yes.
She's talking to, quote, Friends who pay her.
Y'all. Literally, David's like, She has all these friends. To make her leave her friends, that would be so horrible.
Y'all, my cousin Olga knew him as a good mark, and I need to find a man like this.
You sure do.
Because if I can find, if I can just talk to all my, quote, friends on Grindr, because those are the ones that I, quote, know.
No. Boy. Boy. I mean, look, I think that's about the time when Yolanda jumped in and said, I think David's in denial.
Right?
If Yolanda is saying you're in denial, you're a fucking idiot. If Yolanda's saying that, oh, man, bless you. Bless you. But, okay, at first, Ed wasn't, Ed was like, I just don't understand why torture yourself. And Ed didn't seem like he was coming at him. But then Ed started going into him saying, this is a job for her. She is scamming you.
Yeah, I understand why he was upset by that. This is the job for her, which makes her sound like a prostitute or a sex worker.
But however, what we learn about David, he wants to buy these women.
Yeah, this is when he's things got dark here,
guys.
He's got
a sick fascination with buying women.
And he even says, you know what? It's a price, but I can afford it.
It makes him feel good. He wants to just fuck someone in a bed of money, and it's disgusting. You know what?
Kind of sounds hot. But anyway, I'm going to stop you there.
Y'all, if you want to fuck Poodle in a bed
don't
of hundred...
Fuck, no, don't fuck me in a bed of money if you would come for me.
And about $100...
Come into my DMs.
Yeah. If you want to fuck it with in a bed of $100 bills, DM
you're going to have to you're going to have to give the $100 bills, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get to keep them after we're done. Did we mention that?
Yeah. But then, but yeah, but then it's all kosher. So
you can wipe up the lube with a couple of them.
Yep. So anyway... we find out David's been doing this since 1994, 95.
And he was like, then it was just all catalogs. You just like picked out whoever you wanted.
And said,
like
I want
a fucking like grocery store.
And then you met them at a ball. He's been to Kiev over 20 plus times.
Y'all, this is called
Ukraine.
This is called sexual tourism.
It is called sexual
and
tourism.
And it is, you can read up about it. This is sexual tourism. It is very popular among older men for women. It's very popular of men with young boys in Thailand.
Yep.
This is sexual tourism.
It's gross.
He is a sexual tourist, and let's label him as such because he's fucking disgusting.
And he's
buying women.
He doesn't want to get married to Lana.
No.
Nope. He wants to continue this, and then when he decides he wants to move on, he wants to pay another girl some other money. He even talked to Maria.
Y'all, that's the thing. Fucking Caesar came back. And I lost my mind.
Oh, God.
Caesar's wearing a yellow shirt and a purple sport jacket. It's a choice.
It's a choice. It's a choice if you're the Joker. If you're the fucking Joker.
If you're trying to illustrate colors that complement each other, but don't really.
Caesar said he felt their love was real.
Well, he's got a lot of good decision-making skills.
It's true,
as
but
we've
he said it's like,
been evidenced.
Why wouldn't she get off the website then, though? He's confused as well. Yeah. Why?
Because she needs to talk to everyone. Yeah. And then Tom said, Caesar tells the story about going to Ukraine to meet Maria, which we all know, y'all, if you watched What Now? Was it Quarantine? Who knows? Quarantine Now.
Something.
Something. Y'all, they all blur together. Night at Fiance, fuck me in the dumper, please.
Yeah.
But turns out Caesar did meet Maria. He met her on a cloud, and there were unicorns dancing all around when he drove. And then all of a sudden, he was joined by Susan B. Anthony and the Virgin Mary and Botticelli's Venus. And they all were there, but Caesar was asked his computer. And his phone didn't take pictures of it all.
There is a castle on a cloud. I like to go there in my sleep. Not any dolls for me to keep, Maria.
Don't you know?
Sasha?
Don't you dare? I met Maria. And we took a lot of pictures together, Michelle. And she told me I could not give me the pictures. But that's okay. But, you know, David, you are a sexual tourist. And that's okay.
Oh, he's so gross.
Can't wait to be with my girl, Maria, again. Michelle? Sasha?
He's so gross.
Biden 2020?
Oh, Jesus. That is not a political statement. That's just an Obama impression. Don't come at us. Vote whoever you want to vote for. We don't care. Just vote.
That's what Obama would say.
That's what Obama would say. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Tom does ask, did you bring your chocolate panties? And all of a sudden, from the back of Caesar's room, we heard, you called us.
Oh, boy. Somebody remembered us.
Oh, I knew we had fans on the internet.
We're going to be in somebody's vagina soon. I just know it.
I hope so.
Whee!
I want to fulfill my destiny.
Someone on the Sissy Squad said that they're the most gullible characters from 90 Day Fiancé.
They are.
I think those panties are.
Those panties always are waiting for a better day.
Waiting for a vagina to change.
God bless those edible panties.
They are.
They are the most optimistic people in the world.
They are.
They're always glass half full.
They are.
Or body half in panties.
This is true.
Anyway. Yolanda, you guys, unlikely voice of reason, says, I believe that David is in denial.
She's like, for 7 years?
We scream laughed.
Now we know David's not in denial. David knows exactly the game he's playing.
Yeah, it's
and
disgusting.
It's fucking gross.
Look up sexual tourism, because that's what he is.
And you could say that these women in the Ukraine or these boys in Thailand have a choice to enter this. But, y'all, when you're coming from a lived experience that they're coming from, a lot of them don't have a lot of a choice to do this.
So, you're
it's one step away from sex trafficking.
Yeah, it's a step away.
Yeah.
But you're being part of the process.
Yeah.
Every time you pay for inclusion in a group with this kind of sexual tourism.
Yeah, it's not good.
Anyway.
So ended on that happy
note. That's
the show. That was a happy note.
We've got one more fucking
We're just going to do this all
part.
In one episode. So we'll do. So y'all.
No, we're not.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
We've still got the spotlight to do and this.
Let's do the sissy spotlight then. You want to do the spotlight
yes,
now?
Yes, here we go.
Standing under your spotlight.
We can't continue to sing this.
Sissy spotlight.
You guys, shut up. Out of you guys, from at our come at us tier, we took a couple of different voicemails left to us on our Google voicemail, and we can't announce who this is because she asked that her name be withheld, but we're loving what she said. It looked kind of dark when we saw the translation of it, but then we heard it. We were kind of moved.
Yeah.
So this is our sissy spotlight of this week. We're going to call her Jane Doe.
I'm going to choose Jane.
This is Jane Doe.
All right.
Give it up, Jane Doe.
Jane Doe, here we go.
Hey, I don't even know what to say. I am just dialing this out of desperation to have outside interaction. I love you guys. I love you so much, and it warms my heart every single time I hear your voices. I have actually gone back on YouTube and watched so many videos of Maddie, and I love you so hard. Also, I've had a couple of glasses of wine, maybe a couple of bottles. I don't even know. Anyway, I love you guys, and if you decide to put me on your show, do it. If not, it's fine. I just want to tell you how much I love you and thank you for everything you do. You make me smile every day. Every day. Thank you. Love you both. Bye.
Oh, that was really lovely.
That was very sweet.
I did not expect to be as moved by that as I was.
Y'all, we don't have, you know, sissy spotlights. They don't have to be compliments. They can
Thank
be
you, Jane Doe. You know, you can come at us. We do love compliments, and we love feeling good.
And she kept it right
I
at
love
a minute.
Feeling good.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jane Doe. We appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jane Doe. So you guys, you at the $15 come at us tier, you have the Google voicemail. We want to know your thoughts. We want to know your opinions. We want to know your hates. We want to know your loves. I want to know your turn-ons. I want to know your, like,
nope,
turn-off.
Nope.
Or boys at the $15 level.
Nope. Men. Stop saying boys.
Sorry.
It makes you sound like a fucking pedophile. It's disgusting. It's fucking gross.
Or men at the $15 level. You know what? I'm trying to take it back because we say girls and boys,
but it doesn't. Mm-mm.
I know
that. Don't take that back.
You know what? I'm not gonna handle your male centric theory of the universe.
No. How about we just say women and men? Are we on C or D? Where are we? Because they read us last time. That's what I have. C or D?
Is that official?
In the sissy shoutouts, I have C and D.
Is that real?
That's what I have. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
I just opened up my Facebook, and you saying there's a tell-all for part four, and Ashley Bucchione said, this season will be over in 2026.
It will. It will.
Y'all, we've been here for 5 years. God almighty.
And the other way is 2 hours, but then every episode after that is an hour.
No, that's great.
I know, but still, it's going to be a long couple of weeks, everybody. So you might as well get used to it.
Fuck me.
All right, are you going to do C
me.
Or D?
Elliot. Have you seen the meme that said that has Drew Barrymore talking to E.T. at the very end? It says, you know, will you come back and visit? And it says E.T. at the top, hell no.
That's funny. That's awesome.
With Not everything it. Going on, will you come back and visit? Hell no.
Hell no.
I don't blame you.
I'm gone, bitch.
I scream laughed. Where's this
C
thing?
C or D?
You know what? I'm just trying to do my best.
You know what? I'm just going to do it for you. Here, why don't you?
Members, I found it, you bitch.
Okay, I'm going to do C.
Okay, I guess I'll do D.
We can't.
Who can we not do?
You can't do Don, Nah, and Denise, I'm sorry, Herbert.
Dennis.
Okay.
I think it's Denise Hebert. But that's fine. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to do.
That's it? We've been around more than that.
Well, that's all that's on there.
I'm afraid to do mine because I think we've already done it. All right, fine. I'm doing D.
Do D. Do D then.
I'm doing D.
Okay. C is going to be, y'all, this sissy shout out goes to.
Oh, God.
Maffy Giblin.
Okay.
First name starts with a C, Maffy Giblin.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Y'all, Maffy Giblin, she loves building forts.
How do you spell her last name?
Giblin, G-I-B-L-I-N.
Okay.
She loves building forts.
Ooh, I love building forts, too.
And when I say forts, I mean forts that you made as a little kid that you climbed through.
Okay.
Here's the deal, y'all. She loves to make forts out of petrified cow patties.
Ooh.
Because she doesn't mind the smell and nothing is stronger. She brings them in her backyard. And it started off that she said that she was doing it for her niece and nephew that were really into.
Okay, gotcha.
She doesn't have a niece or nephew, y'all.
Okay.
She just, Miss Giblin. And now everybody knows Who's that building that fort out there? It's Giblin. It's Giblin. Giblin. Who's out building that fort out there?
It's Giblin. It's Giblin.
She's going to build a fort and no one cares. Holy shit. Where's her hair? It's Giblin. She's Giblin. She's bald. Doesn't rhyme at the end because people didn't realize she was bald because she always wears a turban. And then one day, she took off the turban.
I passed out and woke up somewhere in the middle of this story.
So anyway, y'all, if you see, what was it, Maffy Giblin, sing her little ditty.
It's been a long week.
And let her know that you like her forts. That's it. That's my shout out.
Let's see if I can get through this one.
D.
Mine is Phallus LaRue. Phallus LaRue. It begins with D. Phallus LaRue.
Okay.
And you know, I have a very special connection to this. Because Phallus, her last name, is my grandmother's first name.
It is. That's true. That's true.
LaRue.
It's true.
Y'all, Phallus killed my grandmother.
Jesus.
I thought my grandmother died of natural causes. But tonight I was informed by doing research on Phallus that she takes the first name of whomever she's last killed as her surname. Because guess what? She's an assassin.
It's been a long week. Y'all give us this.
And I don't know who paid to assassinate my grandmother. It was probably Tunky Stokes, who was never a good friend to my grandmother and despised my grandmother her whole life and pretty much all the Stokes family.
It's true.
Yeah. Tunky Stokes was really wealthy, y'all, in my hometown and looked down on my grandmother. And my grandmother called her that fat old Tunky Stokes until the day she died. So,
Is Tunky a real person?
Tunky's a real person.
Wow.
That's her name, Tunky Stokes.
Wow.
T-U-N-K-I-E. I think that may be wrong. But don't look up Tunky Stokes.
I just did.
She's got to be dead. Maybe she's alive. I don't know. Anyway, y'all, Tunky Stokes hated my grandmother with a passion. Yeah.
He died in 2019.
Anyway, good. He was a shithead, too.
Wow.
Anyway, the Tunky Stokes used to play with my grandmother as a child, and then she decided to ostracize her later on, and she hated her always and hired Phallus to kill her. This wound up being much more about my family than Phallus. So I'm gonna get on to Phallus though.
Oh, Jesus.
So Phallus got the money to kill when she killed my grandmother. She bought herself, and this is shocking. This is absolutely shocking. She loves aquariums.
Okay.
But she loves aquariums where you actually swim around in fish costumes, like life size aquariums.
I have a mermaid tail.
Why don't you not butt in? And so she's like swimming around like an angel fish or one of those fish from like Finding Dory.
Mm-hmm.
And what she loves most of all is fish hunching. So, you know, when a fish.
I don't want to ask.
When she just spits out these Easter eggs that float around. And she prefers the male fish to fertilize them, so they just spread glitter all over him, and that's having sex for fish.
Y'all,
that's what she calls fish hunching.
He made it 1 week without a sexual sissy shout out.
That's
one
not
week.
Very sexual. It's just normal fertilization of eggs. And then she takes the costume off her husband or whoever the male is in the fish costume, gives him a good old-fashioned dick sucking, and sends him on his way.
There we are.
And then she does a ritual at the end and tells my grandmother goodbye and takes her name and says, I wonder what her descendants have to say about this. To be continued.
Oh, God.
And that's 100% true. Phallus LaRue.
They're all 100% true. Sorry, Phallus.
It's not my fault that she killed my grandmother.
Oh, Lord, this is what happens when
How are you going to make that up to me?
When he's on his third vodka. That's why.
Maybe.
That's why it's a problem as he sips away.
Yo, I have one cameo tonight. That person's going to be real lucky.
That's
I'm going to be slurring my words.
That's it.
Thank God.
We've only got one more tell-all. We get to see Yolanda and everybody next week.
Y'all, this is not fair. I'm just going to say, I've been on this same shift of doing this for about 3 years now, and I hate every one of these people so much. I say with everything in my voice and everything in my being, I despise everyone on this show.
Not Darcy.
No, I love her.
Yeah.
I hate everyone else.
None of them are together. Not a one.
This has been a garbage season.
Not a one found
garbage.
Love.
I hope the
Jeffrey
other way.
Jeffrey and Barry aren't together either, right?
Which I don't fucking care. Which we're gonna watch the other way tomorrow, you guys, and our podcast on that.
Do it then. So that's the show, y'all. So, okay, so you know the drill. Go to 90daygays.com. You can find all our merch there. You can come at us on Cameo. Those show links are in there. Sign up for our Sissy Squad newsletter.
Yes.
That's in the show notes. Comes once a month.
Check out our $8 Patreon, our new Patreon tier.
That gets you the Buy Curious, where we're right now doing Labor of Love.
That's the $5. And the Buy Curious was Smothered. We think we're going to go to Smothered, and when I'm not happy about it.
But because y'all didn't really love.
Because there's nothing like incestuous relations with mothers and daughters.
Y'all really, really went for it. I'm going to look right now and see where we are on our poll.
No.
77 people want to keep Labor of Love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
448 want to throw that shit away and move on to Smothered.
I like the number 77.
Yeah.
Regardless, y'all, we will probably switch these and do a Bicurious and do a roundup of Labor of Love when it ends, regardless.
I love how Maria Khalid says, LOL at how Poodle wrote the question.
How do you mean? I don't think they were that. What do you mean? I just asked, what do you want us to do? What did I say?
Just a little passive aggressive.
And Sandy, what do
you mean? Sandy R says, sorry, Jake, I have to go with Smothered.
I don't. What did they think? I was writing it.
Yeah, he wrote it, y'all. So you got that one right. So,
y'all, it's a terrible show.
I loved
Why
it.
Are you doing this?
I loved it. It's so good.
You're
it's
all so fucking like disturbed.
Cotton candy. It ruins your teeth, but it's delicious.
There's nothing. It's more like cyanide to your intestines.
Well, you know what?
All right, let's just finish this motherfucking shit.
So I think we talked about that. Lastly, leave a podcast review, a Google podcast review. We're almost at 2,000. We appreciate
Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcast review. I said Google Podcast. It's been a long week. It's been a long week. Y'all, we call these death traps of people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love, Poodle?
Yeah. Let's just end this before I fall down the floor. I can't handle much more of these fuckers. Yo, I'm serious. I'm in need of help right now.
Piano Cat 77 has
Piano Cat 7 has an appointment with a big dick. Oh, grrr.
All right. And
call
on that
us.
Note, call us.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.